My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Question for you about Najee Harris.
Yes.
Will the Steelers, by the end of the year, regret not picking up his fifth-year option?
Well, I don't think they're going to regret not picking it up, but I think he's going to have one heck of a season. I think he's definitely a 1,000-yard running back. Maybe he'll probably get over more receptions than he did last year. He's not going to be that 70-80 reception guy that he was, what, his rookie year. He's not going to be the 20 reception guy last year, but I think he's looked extremely good in practice.
He looks
quicker,
twitchier to me,
faster.
Yeah.
Let's see how that translates into the regular season, but I think he'll be a 1,100-yard running back. No, they're not going to regret it because he's a guy that they were going to have to pay $7-8 million to. When you got a guy that is very similar right behind him that probably will get paid, I think he's a restricted next year, three and a half. I mean, it's just business right there.
Do you think, what would Najee Harris have to do to get brought back? Or do you think it's done?
Nobody wants him. Or if he gets to that point where he has one of those seasons where it's not very good that anybody wants to bring him on and give him a raise, or and the Steelers would be like, okay, you can come back.
Oh, so you think it's more likely he's a Steeler if he performs, if he underperforms, than if he
overperforms? If he underperforms, they're not going to want him back.
Because I was
if he overperforms, he's going somewhere else.
Okay.
He has to be one of those in-betweeners where, you know, he's 20, what is he, 27, 28. Let's have that 1 year. You know, does he really want to go to Minnesota for 1 year and $2.5 million prove it deal? That type of situation I could see him coming back on. But if he has a decent year, no. There's no. I mean, look at this free agency this past year. I mean, I think the first six people that signed in free agency were running backs.
It was kind of a bounce back year for running backs.
Now, they were getting paid between 6 and 7 and 10. So even look free agency wise, those guys were getting paid, air quotes, but they still weren't getting paid nearly what he would have got guaranteed for a fifth-year option.
Which is why the Steelers, I think, were smart not to do it. I think if it were Colbert in the old regime, I think they would have definitely picked it up. I think they're a little bit more new school here.
Yeah, I'm just wondering who do you think makes that decision? They portray it as a group decision. But if Mike Tomlin wanted Najee Harris, I can't see Omar saying, nah, you know, it just doesn't make business sense. Okay, Omar, I just don't see that.
I wouldn't say he's fallen out of favor, but he was a captain. Now he's not a captain.
That's because you know what happened there is Tomlin tried to push him into that captaincy, right? He pushed him there hard that first year or the second year or whatever that year was, but that didn't tend to work out. Then they wanted to bring Kenny and give him that spot because he's the quarterback, and obviously that didn't work out, and I don't think you can go back to where you're at right now.
Do you think Russ Wilson was truthfully elected captain, or do you think that they rigged that thing?
I honestly always think that it's just a Tomlin thing. I don't think they vote,
but then he tabulates them how he wants it.
I was pro football writers president for 4 years, and we used to vote for the Chief Award, and I would tally everybody's votes. Then I would choose who I wanted anyways.
What? You're kidding me.
To a degree.
How many times did it not line up with the way the vote went? No. Who did you screw, Kaboli?
I can't say that. One year, somebody there was a little uprising if somebody wanted it. I'm like, over my dead body.
Really?
That's not happening.
You ruled with an iron fist.
Well, they didn't know.
This is breaking news.
They didn't know.
Well, now they do.
Well, very similar to Mike Tomlin. Maybe they voted for him.
Hold up.
They're not comparing ballots. You know, the offensive lineman, who'd you vote for? Who'd you
vote
for?
This is a hell of an admission by you. Does Dale Lawley know you did this? Does Jerry Dulac know you did this?
Well, probably. I don't know if they do. They might
you,
not. They
you
might know
fudged
now.
The Chief
Maybe
Award.
That's why I'm not the president anymore.
Maybe that's why you got fired.
Well, honestly, off the air, I'll tell you who it was, and you'll agree with me.
I probably will.
This person did not deserve it. But there was some kind of uprising. Let's give it to this guy. I'm like, that's not happening.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.